Answers Magazine, Volume 10.2, page 30. Christ's Resurrection, Four Accounts, One Reality, by Tim Chaffee. Christ's resurrection led to a confusing day as his followers raced around the city. Skeptics point to alleged contradictions to prove Scripture wrong. Can the four Gospels be reconciled? The Gospels can't keep their stories straight. How many women went to the tomb, and when did they leave? How many angels visited the tomb? Did Jesus appear to all the women, or just Mary Magdalene? Actual contradictions in the resurrection reports would raise serious concerns for Christianity. If these discrepancies are legitimate, they would be a strike against the preservation of Scripture. But errors would not prove anything against the truth of the Lord's resurrection or the infallible original records. Nevertheless, Christians need not worry. These accounts can be reconciled. Indeed, when we put all the pieces together, the wonder of the resurrection shines out in even greater glory. Early morning. When did the women go to the tomb, and how many went? The Gospels refer to different times and name different women who arrived at the tomb. Matthew states that Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to the tomb as it began to dawn. Matthew chapter 28, verse 1. Mark adds Salome to the group and claims that they came very early in the morning. Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 2. Luke agrees that it was very early in the morning and names Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women as those who came to the tomb. Luke chapter 24, verse 1 and chapter 24, verse 10. John wrote that Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early while it was still dark. John chapter 20, verse 1. Regarding the timing of the women's trip, the sticky point is John's claim that they went to the tomb while it was still dark. John chapter 20, verse 1. Was it very early in the morning at dawn, or was it still dark? One plausible solution is that the phrases used in the Gospels all refer to the same general time. Much of the sky is still dark when the day begins to dawn, very early in the morning. Perhaps a better solution is that John may have described when the women initially left for the tomb, while the other Gospels described when the women arrived. If they lodged in Bethany, as they had done earlier in the week, then the women would need to travel about 2 miles to reach the burial site. John chapter 11, verse 18. Plenty of time for the sun to rise. Resolving the differences in the number of women listed is straightforward. At least 5 women went to the tomb, since Luke names 3 of them and then says other women went too. At least 2. Notice that Matthew does not say that only 2 women were there. Mark does not say only 3 women were there. They simply focus on the women they name. Although John names only Mary Magdalene, he is clearly aware that she was not alone. Reporting to Peter and John, she said, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." John chapter 20, verse 2. Was the tomb already open, and how many angels appeared? Mark chapter 16, verse 4, Luke chapter 24, verse 2, and John chapter 20, verse 1 state outright that the stone had been rolled away from the tomb prior to the women's arrival. Matthew's wording has caused some consternation. After writing about the women going to the tomb, he writes, "And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it." Matthew chapter 28, verse 2. Although this description follows his mention of the women heading to the tomb, Matthew does not claim that this event occurred as the women arrived. Instead, he provides helpful details about what had already happened. The angelic appearances have also drawn criticism. Was there one angel at the tomb, as described in Matthew chapter 28, verses 2 through 7, and Mark chapter 16, verses 5 through 7? Or two angels, as stated in Luke chapter 24 verses 4 through 7 and John chapter 20 verse 12. The minor difficulty is easily explained. There were two angels. Neither Matthew nor Mark claims that only one angel was at the tomb. The complete number does not appear in their accounts. It is not a problem that Mark and Luke call the angels men, since angels frequently appeared in the form of men and were identified as such elsewhere. Genesis chapter 18 verses 1 through 2 and Daniel chapter 9 verse 21. Order of appearances. The alleged contradictions already mentioned are relatively easy to reconcile, but resolving the diverse accounts given in the four Gospels and 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 5 through 8 concerning the post-resurrection appearances is more difficult. None of these accounts mentions all of the Lord's appearances, so the information must be pieced together from all five sources. When and where did each woman see Jesus? This is the most complex issue concerning the reporting of appearances. Matthew asserts that the women visited the tomb and saw an angel. While they were on the way to tell the disciples, Jesus appeared to them. There would be no difficulty here, except that John has Mary Magdalene individually returning from the tomb to report to Peter and John that the body had been taken away. Only after her return to the tomb with the two disciples is she granted the privilege of being the first to see the risen Savior. So how can both accounts of women seeing Jesus be accurate? Many gospel harmonies have been written, and there are a handful of plausible solutions. I believe the following scenario makes the best sense of the available data. As mentioned above, at least five women set out for the tomb in the early morning, probably from Bethany. As they neared the tomb, they noticed the stone had been removed. Apparently, Mary Magdalene left the other women to alert Peter and John. Based on her comment about not knowing the location of the Lord's body, it seems that she was not among the women who encountered the angels at the tomb. Meanwhile, the other women entered the tomb and encountered the angels. One of the angels proclaimed that the Lord had risen. And then, the women went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. Matthew chapter 28 verses 8 through 9. So how could Jesus first appear to Mary Magdalene, Mark chapter 16 verse 9, and then to the other women? As they headed for the tomb, why didn't Mary, Peter, and John cross paths with the other women who were going to tell the disciples? The key to resolving these dilemmas is to understand that Peter and John were probably not staying in the same place as the other disciples. Remember, although all the disciples forsook him and fled at his arrest, Matthew chapter 26 verse 56, Peter and John were brave enough to enter Jerusalem to find out what would happen to Jesus. John chapter 18 verse 15. Of course, Peter fled in shame at the rooster's crow, Matthew chapter 26 verse 75, but John was present at the cross, John chapter 19 verse 26. At some point, John and Peter met up, and they were likely staying together in Jerusalem when Mary Magdalene came to the door on Sunday morning. Where were the other disciples then? We cannot be certain, but they may well have stayed in Bethany. After all, this is where Jesus often stayed on trips to Jerusalem, and Bethany was on the eastern slope of the Mount of Olives, Mark chapter 11 verse 1, the location of Christ's arrest. If these suppositions are correct, then all of the difficulties are resolved nicely. Mary Magdalene first left the tomb and entered nearby Jerusalem to get Peter and John. During that time, the other women encountered the angels and then left the tomb to set out on the 2-mile trip to Bethany to tell the other disciples. They may have stopped along the way to tell Clopas and an unnamed disciple about the morning's events, Luke chapter 24 verses 22 through 24. Or they may have split up so that a couple of them could inform these men. In all likelihood, the wife of Clopas was among these women, John chapter 19 verse 25. Meanwhile, Peter, John, and Mary raced to the tomb. The men entered the tomb, saw the grave clothes, and then left. Mary stayed behind, weeping outside the tomb. When she looked into the tomb, she saw two angels. John chapter 20, verse 12. And after explaining her grief to them, she turned around and saw the Savior. John chapter 20, verse 16. After Mary departed to tell Peter and John about seeing the risen Lord, Jesus appeared to the other women who were on their way to Bethany. Matthew chapter 28, verse 9. Three more appearances on Sunday. The remaining appearances of Christ on that day are much easier to follow. Luke wrote about Clopas and a companion meeting the Lord while they walked from Jerusalem to Emmaus. They did not recognize him until he broke bread with them. Luke chapter 24, verses 30 through 31. They immediately returned to Jerusalem to share the good news with the disciples, who were gathered together without Thomas. John chapter 20, verses 19 through 24. Upon their arrival, they were told by the disciples that Jesus had appeared to Simon Peter. Luke chapter 24, verse 34. See also 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 5. It is unclear whether Peter saw Jesus before the two disciples saw him on the road to Emmaus. As they shared exciting details about the day's events, Jesus appeared to the whole group. At first they were frightened, but the Lord showed them his scars and then ate some broiled fish and honeycomb. Luke chapter 24, verses 40 through 43. Remaining appearances. Jesus continued to appear to people over a 40-day period. Acts chapter 1, verse 3. 8 days after his resurrection, Jesus appeared to the disciples again, and this time, Thomas was present. John chapter 20, verses 24 through 29. Over the next few weeks, Jesus appeared to 7 disciples at the Sea of Galilee. John chapter 21, verses 1 through 2. While still in Galilee, the disciples also saw Jesus on a hillside. Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 17. This may have been the event Paul mentioned where Jesus appeared to over 500 people at once. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 6. After that, Jesus was seen by his half-brother James, the son of Mary and Joseph. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 7. The disciples returned to Jerusalem, where Jesus appeared to them a final time. He delivered the Great Commission, led them out to Bethany at the Mount of Olives, and ascended into heaven. Luke chapter 24, verses 50 through 51, and Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. Conclusion. Luke declared that after Jesus suffered and died on the cross, he showed himself alive by many infallible proofs. Acts chapter 1, verse 3. Skeptics will surely continue to question Scripture and neglect reasonable solutions to the dilemmas they propose. It's hard for them to be open-minded about sensible answers because Christ's resurrection, if true, is a miracle that demonstrates Jesus is Lord, a truth contrary to their secular worldview, which rejects miracles and the supernatural. No matter how many objections unbelievers raise, Christians can be confident that there are no contradictions in the Word of God. Tim Chaffee holds a Master of Divinity degree in apologetics and theology, and a theology master's in church history and theology from Liberty Baptist Theological Seminary. He is content manager for Answers in Genesis Ark Encounter Theme Park and author of the book In Defense of Easter: Answering Critical Challenges to the Resurrection of Jesus.